Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Love by Intuition show, as you just heard, and the Kids for Love project, as well as the radio show portion where we teach children how to love themselves. And that's really what our station and the show is all about. We're a conscious station, moving humanity to a kinder world and opening everyone's heart. And what I'm so excited about is our guest, who is everything love. And first of all, I want to let everyone know, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. You can also hear the Love by Intuition show, as well as all our amazing, glorious other hosts on our own station, which is Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7 radio.com, and we're syndicated with a number of others. And this show is heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, as I mentioned, I have a guest that just exudes love, and he is Paul Lufeniger, and he's an international multi-award winning singer and songwriter with an amazing following. And you know why, Paul? Because in essence, everyone feels your love, and that's what we all yearn for. And so he is, as mentioned, multi-award winning singer and songwriter. He writes music to inspire and promote global love and kindness from within. His focus is growing and nurturing self-worth within the listener. He's a leader in a new genre of music he calls conscious healing music to empower the listener's heart and soul to thrive through self-love. He has award-winning CD, Diamond Light. We're going to hear all about his journey of life, as well as two tracks we're going to listen to, and he'll share how he how that gift came to him. So without further ado, and I'm honored that you're gracing our airways, Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Deborah, and hello to everyone listening. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be on Dream Vision 7 Radio.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm honored. So we're duly honored. But to have you spend your time and share how you get started and your journey, and to listen to the music, everyone that listens to the show has heard me talk about God jingles before, and and that's what you feel. And music is all healing anyway. But the first thing I wanted to ask you is, when did your musical gifts surface? Did they start when you were young, little, or how did it work?
Well, they did, and thank God I have a mother that kind of was aware of this, because my mom really was my, I would say, the one part of my childhood that really noticed my singing, and my granny as well. My granny was very musical, so I just grew up really within music, really for as long as I can remember. And you know, through my childhood, what happened is more and more people started to notice that I could sing, and then that turned into a music teacher actually kind of noticing that I should probably be in an enriched program for music, and that's sort of what happened. And I remember my mom telling me that that she planned to already send me to a school, and I was kind of I wasn't very happy when she told me that, and sort of shell-shocked, but thank God she did, because it was a blessing that I wouldn't be here today if I didn't go to an enriched program, for sure. So I thank her immensely.
Yes. And so how did you arrive to such a place of deep, you know, I mean, everything about you, you just imbue pure love. You know, you can feel the essence of who you are. So how did that all unfold for you?
Sure. Well, my story, I think, like most people that have, let's just say, awoken to spirituality in a, you know, in the space that we're in right now, for me, when I was a child, I was always with God. I always kind of say that because I was very, very one with God, and I felt very much an angelic realm around me when I was a child. And I went to a Catholic school, so it was very easy to be around that space and that spirituality when I was a child, and I think the Catholic kind of religion for that personally. What happened for me, though, is Catholicism for me just started to kind of change as I got older, and, you know, the whole duality aspect of that started to sort of induce fear. And then I think, like any child, I was very sensitive, so being a little hypersensitive, I really started to let fear creep in. And I remember just, you know, more and more fear over the years kind of happened, and I was always trying to do the right thing or be kind of that, you know, the right way of things. And what happened for me is, I didn't even realize this, but one day my father passed away by suicide, and I didn't even realize how much fear I was in until that day happened. And my benchmark, I always say, of fear changed. And I went through the alchemy of the angelic realm showed up the morning that my father passed away. And I sort of just knew that there was no way that I could be who I used to be. And the old me had to kind of die, and the new me had to live. And I made a separation and a distinction in how I would heal, because I was truly traumatized by my father's suicide. And music was the only thing that made me feel loved. So I just decided that I was going to just go for it. And in 2011, I really just started letting God really lead the way. And the angelic realm has been with me since my dad died. And I feel like I'm almost a new person.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. How old were you when he crossed over?
Yeah, so I was, it was 2011, and it was, I was pretty much 34, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just the thought of him choosing to leave, that's always, I think, an added heaviness, because trying to understand why someone would leave us.
Well, absolutely. And I think I always like to say with suicide, for me, what I have really kind of learned in my own counsel with myself and my team on the other side is very clearly that you understand suicide backwards. I always say that. And the thing that's so interesting is my father, I really feel my father in a way that is so different than when he was alive. And I think just the freedom that he is right now in the space that he's at. And, you know, I always celebrate his life. The way he died is of really no importance to me anymore that way, because it really is about the way that he lived. And my father celebrated life every day. I wouldn't be who I am without the beauty that he was and still is.
Right, so, right. Yeah. And you have a gift now where you can feel those that are on the other side. And really the veil they speak of isn't all that thick, I think. We can,
no.
the illusion is really our everyday life.
It's so interesting when I'm so happy that you brought this up, because what's so interesting about what has happened for me is I went back and did a life review on myself. Mm-hmm. And I had to do this in order to heal. So I went back and I picked apart really all the beautiful moments when I was a child. And I brought all of those loving moments to my now. And what's so great about that is they've shown me so clearly with my highest counsel. And the thing that's so interesting is the veil's thin with self-love. And the more you love yourself for the gift and miracle that you are, the veil through your love and through expanding love really thins. And the angelic realm is always with us, and it's really just, it's really simple, and it's really beautiful, and it's very light and lovely. And I think that we always expect it to be like trumpets, but it's right. So I always call it like they're feather light messages. And it's the best way that I can explain how that all kind of connects to the angelic realm.
Mm. And how has it changed your life from before and now, where you live from your truth and through love? How has it changed your relationships, not only with your family, but, you know, with the outside world?
Well, what's interesting is there's been some growing pains in becoming a public person. Anyone that's public, I have an international following. It grows every day. And what I never realized about music when I was younger is that it brings people together. And for me, with music especially, love, when you put love out into the world, it really is the space of miracles. And what's so fascinating is that the relationships that I've developed with people around the world are like nothing I could have ever imagined. The world is full of beautiful, beautiful people. And, you know, I always like to remind people that this is a beautiful world. And what is so great about music is it really is a relationship that you can have with people. And it brings people into the space of the heart. So I always try to have a very strong community-based presence within my fan base. Let's call it that, friend base. I like to say that instead. And it's changed my life immensely. To answer your question about family, I have personally struggled a little bit with the family side of things, especially my extended family. And it's just that, you know, I just think that I've changed so much that I used to always put myself kind of last in a lot of ways. I would always be the one, like, just, you know, I would always kind of give the extra. I would always go the extra mile in my feeling. And for me, family has changed in the sense that I just like to be surrounded by people that are calm, loving, and kind now. And that space for me is really on a day-to-day basis. So, I don't know, family for me has been a bit of a challenge, to be quite frank.
Mm-hmm. And if someone isn't feeling that love, that's okay. And they'll come around, I believe. I think there are people that we all yearn and we all need it. We all act out wanting to receive love. But it all starts with us to go within.
Absolutely.
And find who we are and embrace everything, the good, bad, the indifferent, because that's what we are. We're all of those pieces. And I think sometimes people are in fear of that. It's too good. Do you know what I'm saying? And
Absolutely.
So they'll back off. But one day they'll realize, they'll have that connection with someone, an angel or someone on the other side, and then their whole world will open up and realize what they've really neglected to have more love from someone like you. You know,
I think is, well, and I love that you just said that, because it really is about, I'm always just about expanding love. And I've come up with the term that I really like to really use in all of my work, which is just love expanding love. It's kind of, I always like to say that I'm sort of, I would say I've become a living prayer and a living meditation. And that's really how I live my life now. And I think most spiritual people do that. And spirituality is very user-friendly and simple, because it's really just about love and
right.
expanding love in the moment of now.
Right. But as you know, the human, most of us feel as though we're not good enough and we don't deserve that kind of love. And if someone's in that space, then they need to, you know, they need to look within and ask themselves, why are they feeling this way? But I think a lot of people are in fear and of love and the goodness, and that they may not deserve the love that they would hope to have. So we're quite complex, but yet the message of who we are is just so simple. It really is.
And the thing, well, what I was just going to say with what you were just talking about, the within space is what I always like to refer to. What I never realized before, when I used to be in fear, and I always like to bring this up, I never realized that you can never be at peace until you find peace within yourself. And that is a commitment, and it is there's quite a bit of work involved in that sometimes. And I know for me, I had to do a lot of work, which was really, really sharing the truth of who I am with first myself, and that cup had to fill up. And I remember where this changed was where Elanya Van Zandt actually said, you know, God is literally where you stand. And I remember thinking, yes, that is exactly what I needed to hear in that moment. And when I realized that God, you know, I always laugh kind of, for me, I'm not a God-fearing person. I don't even understand that concept anymore. I'm a God, like God loves us. I'm not scared of God. I love God. God is with us. So when you just envelop that space first, you know, wherever you are, God is, you know, source, whatever you want to call that. But wherever, it's omnipresent love is the term that I like. I just know that that's where I personally found myself. And then peace started to happen within myself, and then it overflowed into my life. And I really try to bring in you as above, so below, as within, as without. And everything becomes manifested from within.
Right, right. Beautifully said. Well, we're going to play The Miracle of You. And how long is that track, Paul? Do you know off the top of your head?
It's just pretty much right around the four-minute mark.
Okay, well, let's, Pete, could you play that from the beginning and just play it till we go out to the break?
Come, take a ride with me to paradise. Heaven's in your heart, beating inside. You're alive, the great divine, older than time.
Mm-hmm. Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook. Tired of having more month than money? Maybe it's time to make a change. The Money Nerve Radio Show provides tools for you to manage your money and reduce your stress. Listen to The Money Nerve Radio Show with Bob Wheeler the fourth Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Visit themoneynerve.com to download smart financial tools. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of 9 of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Thank you.
And we are back. You're listening to the Love by Intuition show, and we have the amazing, soulful Paul Lufenegger, who is an international multi-award-winning singer and songwriter from Canada. And we just played The Miracle of You, and I'd like to just mention to everyone that this show, if someone misses it, you can hear it this coming Tuesday and Friday on our own syndication station, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. As well, it'll be back here on 1510 a.m. WMEX Boston, Super Bowl Sunday, February 7th at 9 p.m., which is the Love by Intuition usual time slot here. So, Paul, share what, how did this all come about with The Miracle of You and the phenomenal Anita Morjani?
Absolutely. Well, The Miracle of You is the new project that I have right now, and it's really all about honoring the miracle of oneself. And I feel very much that that's kind of where I'm at in my journey. This is actually my fifth album, and ironically, Anita Morjani wrote a book, if most people know, likely listening, but it's called Dying to Be Me. And she and I became really acquaintances and friends of each other's work. And she started writing me on Twitter. And it turned into, you know, a little bit more and a little bit more. And then she shared more about really my music and how she had loved it, and then invited me to be a guest of honor really on stage with her when she came to Canada. And we just hit it off. She was here for a number of days, and we just decided to do a project together. And this music is really an album in collaboration and in partnership with her. And she's using my music in all of her workshops pretty much around the world. And this album really, and this song in particular, is the title track. And it's really about just honoring that miracle space that's within you and that center of your being.
Mm, beautiful. Now, do you have to pinch yourself from when you started younger and now here you are internationally known, and many of the you know, well-known people in the spiritual world are all around you, everyone from Oprah to Deepak. So, I mean, how does that make you feel? And now here your music is traveling with Anita.
Well, it's I'm very humbled by this, because I don't think I ever really, it's so funny, when I was a child, I never thought it would be this way. But I have to say, it's far greater than I ever thought it could be. And it gets better every day, because what I know to be true is that everyone, music is very powerful. I always say music gets inside of you. And it's so important that music is used in jingles. I mean, you know all the jingles from when you were a child, probably, Mentos, right. All the different jingles. And music gets inside of you. So to really use music as a catalyst to open the heart is really kind of what I say. And I love that it reaches so far and wide, and I'm so honored that I get to do this, and that wonderful people are sharing love. And at the end of the day, I always like to remind people that a miracle is just a shift in thinking from really the space of fear to love, and that's where all miracles happen. So that's kind of the essence of my music and my call, I feel, from God.
Right. Well, it is. I mean, we all have gifts, and obviously we know what yours is. And you've turned it into pure love, which I love. And I know that you've, you know, you have this universal love all about the LGBTQ, for positive reinforcement, for people to come together, you know. And, you know, it's so silly when you think about how people live in that separation when we don't have to. We all came from the same place. And
absolutely.
And to embrace and let's celebrate differences, whether it be color or otherwise. I mean, we're all neat. We're pretty darn good.
And people, the thing that I love is I always like to remind people, God paints with a beautiful paintbrush of everything you can imagine. So, of course, every type of love. I mean, this is a love-based experience on this planet, and we get to celebrate. We're learning. I was just watching the show Transparent, and I was just thinking while I was watching it, you know, we're living in such a great time where really there's so much love is liberating in every area of the world right now, more and more. And the more that we honor that liberation and that love, the more we become liberated by love, and we get to celebrate it all.
Beautifully said, and that is so true. And you know it when you experience it. You know, just like where the connection we've had, the connection I've had with others, and sure. You know, just talking about love, people usually come forth when they're ready and they feel that vibration, and that's what the world is coming to. We're going to come to a place where we're all radiating that same glow and that same vibration. And I hope that it is within my lifetime that you see and feel. I mean, it's already happening. It's already here. Would you agree with that?
Oh, gosh, yes. And I think the thing that I think I just always like to just say, you know, really, it really love is the key that opens every portal and every doorway and opportunity. And your whole life has been preparing you to become the love and manifest. And it's just a matter of staking claim on that and really empowering yourself to first love yourself and then love all life around you. And, you know, love, I always like to talk about the love roots. And I love how everything that's loving connects to itself. And it's like a boomerang. You put it out and it comes back. And so, you know, in your moment, become the creator creating love. And it's that simple. When you create loving moments come back to you.
Yes, absolutely. And then when you have that love and you just resonate and you can laugh at yourself when you're maybe not perfect at different things, laugh. But you come with this deep gratitude just comes in and you start to realize, you know, the importance of what you're feeding your body with, the beauty of a tree, all those things. And that fills you up with more love and you just feel that brilliance. And I don't know why. How anyone could not live like this because it feels so good, and it
helps. Absolutely, and yeah, it's the space of love. Yeah,
and it helps, as you know, and we all know. Every single person out there has faced adversity when you're going through some heavy things, or a loved one has crossed over. You know, you can call upon that love, that inner strength, and it's just really soothing. So,
well, I know that I would not be here through God allows all things to heal. I believe that firmly. And I know nature for me, I found God in nature after my father passed away. So I always like to remind people, just, you know, if you're having a hard time, just go. I literally started hugging trees. I know that might, you know,
maybe
someone that doesn't do that. But I have to tell you, I started communicating with trees, with plants, with animals, with water. And, you know, the elementals, you know, nature reminds us we're no different. We are a piece of nature. But what's so great is nature doesn't judge us. And that self-love started to flow for me through nature. And that's actually the essence of where I started. And I like to remind people, just in nature, it nurtures us and it really does heal us. You know, just a soft rain, listening to a soft rain, and allowing the space of silence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you meditate, Paul, on a daily basis?
I do. I have a pretty, I never used to have a spiritual practice before, really. But I have to tell you, since my dad passed and since this all happened, I pretty diligently, meditate in the morning before I get out of bed, actually. And then before I go to sleep every day, those are my two musts. And then during the day, I live sort of in contemplation, I would just say.
Mm. Very nice. And in that space that you're in comes your creativity for writing songs.
Well, and when I feel, I have to tell you, where I feel God most personally, beyond anything, is when I'm writing my music. And it's always been like that, but it didn't really come through clearly until after my dad passed away. And when I write music, it literally just flows through me, and it really just comes to life very very miraculously, let's just say. It's pretty amazing, actually.
I bet. Now, have you been, you know, share any stories about your dad since he's been on the other side? Has he sent you messages? And I'm sure he has.
Well, I have to tell you, I just had a dream about him. I haven't dreamt about him all that much, but I dreamed about him last night. And it was kind of funny because they called him Dr. Produce. And he actually came to me last night in a dream. And it was all about romaine lettuce. And things that, I have to tell you, like, it's just funny. These dreams that I've had about him are so almost comical. And it's rather, I don't even know. He's one of those... He's just such a light that I feel is so free in a space that is just so at peace now. And I have to say, it's wonderful. I used to fear my father passing away before he passed. And, he was 56 when he passed. But the thing that I love is my father was such an incredible human being. And at his funeral, I mean, tons of people came from all over the place. And it was incredible just to see how many people he touched. And I feel so honored that he was my dad and is my dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't it fascinating how a lot of times we don't know what another person has done in their everyday life until a eulogy is talked about, is stated. So yeah, but that must have been a horrendous time. However,
it was
a celebration.
But what I decided to do, I wanted to share this, and I, for most of the people that know my work, I've shared this story before. But my father actually, he had a 1969 Triumph motorcycle. And when he passed away, I decided he didn't have a lot of, things, if you would say, like possessions in that way. But I decided to sell his motorcycle. And I went back to the original owner who bought it in 1969. My dad bought it in 1970. It went back to him. And we had never met him, but he just happened to show up one day. And with that particular money from his motorcycle, I wanted to put it into something that I love. And I bought my entire studio equipment and my keyboard, and all of my music has been written with his love money, I always like to call it, in my music. And I'm so grateful that I did something that is creative and alive now in the world that's still his love, because he loved riding his 1969 Triumph motorcycle, and I love playing my piano, and it's triumphant.
Yes, yes. And it's a sacred exchange, Paul.
Absolutely.
That's what it is, a sacred exchange. So with that said, everyone, we'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
The pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambujam Rose explains this mass awakening. Ambujam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
And we are back. I'd like to give out Paul's web address one more time. It's Paul, obviously. And Lufenegger is spelled L as in love, U, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, ENEGGER.com. And you can also email him at info at the same address. And yeah, you know what? I'd like to share because I've talked about my late husband plenty of times through these last 12 years of radio. But there's such a connection for those that are listening when Paul was sharing about his dad that my husband Rick, actually his first bike was a Triumph. So I had some tingles when you were speaking.
Well, yeah. It's the divine connection for sure. That's awesome. I love it.
Yes. And actually, I have to say too. After we actually did our honeymoon in Canada.
Wow. Back in the day. See, everything's connected.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But anyway, so our next and while I'm thinking about what brings me joy is two of the songs that I love of Paul's is Master of the Keys and God Loves You. Those two songs just brings me so much peace. And your voice, the way it can travel, I don't know the correct way how it can go high and then down in the lower and just so beautiful. So right now, share about My Heart, because we're going to air that, but what brought you to My Heart?
Well, this song, My Heart, is a song really, it's actually probably my most played song in the world, and it's really all about putting your hand on your heart, closing your eyes, and saying I love you to yourself, for yourself, from yourself. And many, many people have written me, I've had thousands of letters about the song And it's really just a moment to put your hand on your heart and say, I love you to yourself. And the thing that I wanted to share is when I was a kid, I used to have visions at the piano very often. And I always thought they were, you know, dreams, you know, but what I've realized now is that they are visions. And when I was a kid, I had a vision about the quantum heart. And they showed me, my team was, I think, trying to share messages with me, probably very clearly, but I didn't see them as that at the time. And it was just that I would write a song called Something to Do with the Heart was the message, and that it would be about the quantum heart. And now that I've written this song and that it's this song that's really the most talked about in my work so far, it's amazing to just be able to help people open up their heart and really tell themselves, you know, first person that, you know, I love you to yourself, because that's really where the magic is, that fills your cup up to be at peace.
Right. And look one right in the eye. When we look into our own eyes, you know, yes. It's just, and that's the journey, and we're always on the journey. We're always learning and growing our souls and learning through experiences, and that's how we become strong and light at the same time. Light.
Absolutely. And that centering of just the beauty that is flowing from literally heaven in through our innerness is always there for you, and to call upon its love anytime you need it, anytime you need help in any way, and just to breathe in love and breathe out love. And I always just like to remind people, even just in the breathing of breathing in love and breathing out love and centering with that flow from really heaven.
Right. And that heals everything. The potentiality is endless. Beautiful. Beautifully said. So, Pete, may you play My Heart? Pete is in the...
And put your hand on your
and say I love you. I love you. And close your eyes, feel your breath beneath that beautiful heart. Yes, there's a
Do you feel when you listen to yourself singing like that, do you receive those God tingles just from the vibration of it all?
I do, and the thing that I personally do every day as part of my spiritual practice is I actually try to play every morning, and usually for about an hour and a half every day, pretty much every day of my life. So I play actually in my studio all of my music, and I have a moment with really myself, and that's actually kind of where I feel my music. You know, that's for me how I experience my music is when I sing it myself to myself. And it's really funny because sometimes the sun will just come out when it's a completely dark day, and those are the moments where it's just, I don't know, it's just, you know, I really am addicted to love, I would say, in the sense of just trying to help the world with love and bringing heaven to life as much as we can. And it's a collective experience. So I love sharing my music with the world.
Right. It's, you know, in a sense, just like a practitioner, when we do a healing session, and I'm sure when you receive messages from the high and you share them with others, we're healing ourselves as well.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely,
just like the gift that you give with your glorious voice, when you listen to it, it's healing you.
Well, and everyone's healing from something. I want to just say, you know, I'm still healing every day. We're all healing.
We all are.
Yeah. And the more that we understand that we're all healing, we have compassion for one another. And compassion, you know, the grace and compassion that is always with us once we kind of really honor the healing within ourselves, it's a journey. And that life isn't happening to us, it's happening for us. That's whole dimensional shift starts happening, and it's really where the peace is found. And I know the one thing I did want to mention today, Deborah, just before, I know we're kind of getting to the end, I just wanted to share that James Twyman is doing a concert, or really a peace musicianal kind of space in Syria, for Syria. And I know that is something that music's being used in different ways, but I just wanted to say thank you to James Twyman for what he's doing to bring peace. And I know that our world, you know, is all coming together more and more, and it's through love and peace that we hold that space, and that space starts to be in manifest.
Wow. And now, is this an event that he's doing, or...?
Yes. So it's actually, on tomorrow, actually on Monday. And I know this will be re-aired, but it's actually a worldwide meditation. So everyone can get involved.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I want to thank you for the joy that you bring to the show and gracing our airwaves on Sundays, because we play the Divine Music Sundays on the Dream Vision 7. So thank you so much, Paul. I just love your soul.
And thank you. I'm so grateful and honored, and I love you, and I love everyone listening. Take care of yourselves, too.
Yes, and for everyone out there, we'll have Paul back down the road, and listen to this show and bring that peace to yourself, because it's all about going within, feeling that love, and then the compassion goes into action. All right, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.